price of the kingdom of heaven. Basically, that's what our Lord is teaching up here. This is what it costs us in order to obtain it. He gives two examples. In both cases, the individual finds that treasure, that field, that pearl of great price, gives up everything, sells everything, and buys it. You see, it's great sacrifice, and it's worth every bit of that sacrifice to obtain it. That's what our Lord is telling us. And that is what our saint of today, or blessed of today, understood very well. And she willingly gave up everything in order to obtain it. We speak of Blessed Mary Magdalene of Martinengo, who was a Capuchin poor Clare. She entered actually at a very early age. And very early on became mistress of novices and finally abbess of the community. And she not only lived the life herself, made great sacrifice and willingly did so, but she taught and guided her community to do the same. She understood the great sacrifice it is to obtain the kingdom of heaven. But yet that is our object here on earth. We are striving to obtain the kingdom of heaven. In fact, in some parts of the gospel, the Lord tells us already the kingdom of God is close at hand. It's right here with us. If we're willing to make the sacrifice of ourselves to obtain it, to begin to experience it. And that, of course, we can only just begin to do. We can hardly have even an inkling of what the fullness of that kingdom will be in heaven with God. But yet, if we're willing to make that sacrifice, and that sacrifice is meaning everything we have, and it's worth every bit of it, then we will begin to experience it. And we mustn't be afraid to make that sacrifice, the sacrifice of ourselves. That is that daily giving ourselves back to God. Everything we do, all of our work, everything we think, every word, make it for God. Do it for God. Think it for God. And we must constantly remind ourselves of His presence. And the more we do, the closer we come to Him, the more we love Him, the more willing we will be to make that sacrifice. And that's what our Lord is calling us to. And we will see as we do it what a great thing it is, what a beautiful thing it is, and how indeed worth every bit of it is to obtain that kingdom. Praise be Jesus and Mary.